Okay, go ahead, start. Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are, Parshas. This week our theme is Kedoshim. So let's look at a mitzvah in this week's Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim. A very well-known and central mitzvah, the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reach Kamocha. The Apostle tells us, the Apostle is going to take revenge, they're bearing grudge. And then the mitzvah says, Ahavta L'Reach Kamocha. Love your friend, Kamocha, as yourself. And Yashem. I took at some points that come up in the Gemara regarding this mitzvah. So a very famous story in the Gemara in Shabbat. Shuv Maitan, there was another occasion, the Nochri Echot, with one Gentile, Shabbat is named Shabbat. Very, very well known story. A Gentile came to Shabbat Azokin. Oh, my Lord, he said to Shabbat, Gai Reini, a very surprising request, he says to Shammai Azokin. Gai Reini, convert me al Menoch Shet Lamdeini Kol HaTorah Kudah, with the intention of the understanding that you're going to teach me Kol HaTorah Kudah, Shani Oymed al Rega Ach, well, I stand on one foot, I'm going to stand on one foot, and you teach me Kol HaTorah Kudah. So obviously, you know, it can't take that much time. He's going to stand on Rega Ach. He wanted something by saying it wasn't just being redundant to something. And the Gemara says that Shammai dumped him. He pushed him away. So he didn't just push him away, he pushed him away, but Amah Habinyan Shebayolo, with a measuring tool, an amal is a measuring tool for building. He had some sort of measuring stick which is used for building, and he had it in his hand and he pushed it away, you know, bye bye, no thanks. Well, it's Hillel, so he came to Hillel, guided him, and Hillel said, okay, got it, fine, Amalei. So what did he tell him while he was standing on one foot? Amalei, he said to him, that a lot funny, that which is hateful unto you, that was painful to you, do a good to your friend. This is the all of the prayer. Everything else, Pirusha. Everything else is Pirush, Zilgamar. Everything else is Pirush's expansion of this concept, Zilgamar. So you can go and learn that, but this is the central principle. Okay, so very, in truth, a familiar Gemara, but a lot of surprising things in this Gemara. Let's look first at the response of the request of the Ger and the response of Shammai, and then we'll look at the response of Hillel, which is obviously related to this week's parasha about Ahavta L'Reach Kamocha. It's a sort of negative reflection of Ahavta L'Reach Kamocha. It's hateful unto you, don't do something. Sorry? Right, a very good question. Well, how does that tell you any Be'ol Lamach? Very nice, maybe. Be'ol Lachavayra. Yeah. Let's first look at the request of the Ger in response of Shammai. What did the Ger want? So, Marsha explains, who is coming? What does he want by coming to Shammai with his strange request? Teach me the whole Torah while I stand on one foot. Maybe that also means literally that there is a symbolic meaning. What he wanted to say was, true, obviously there's a whole wide Torah with many mitzvahs and many branches and many se'ifim, but teach me one principle which everything stands on. What's the one principle which everything stands on leads me to everything else? For Omar, and the Gemara says that Shammai responded by pushing him away with this measuring tool with which one puts up to use this for building. So says the Maharsha, this was a remez, he wanted to show you, to demonstrate, a building doesn't stand on one foundation, one point. You've got to build 3 points, 4 moments. Going all the way down the outside, doesn't stand on one foot. Came up to a cover of the itself. Certainly the Torah is very wide, very broad, very broad. The Eshelah, Lite, Yesoy Echo. one cannot give to it just one yesod. Not possible to answer this question. You ask me to teach you one yesod, and everything else just comes from there. That's what he wanted with his regal effort. Now, shall we respond to him by pushing him with the Amas HaBinyan, by showing him that when we build a building, we don't build it on one yesod. In the same way, the Torah is very, very wide and very broad, and it doesn't rest on one yesod.
That seems to only make sense if he had a number of implements between him that he could have chosen. Because if he just had something in his hand.
So the Baal Shoyt Medayek a little bit, that there are earlier stories in the Gemara there to do with Gerim coming with various requests, interesting different requests. And it also says that Shammai rejected them. I can't remember the exact Lashon, but it does not say that he pushed them away with his tool. It just says he rejected them or whatever. Why over here, I'm sure it's Machabek his view by bringing out that point.
Well, I don't understand this point. I don't understand the other point. You could also put everything apart from more than one point. Shepherd the first. Shepherd. That's what you think. Everything stands out on the inside. There's only one point. Everything else.
I'm not sure. Maybe it needs definitely probably more thought to this whole. But that isn't necessarily, I hear, but that's more a point a point of just sort of external belief. I mean, there are also non-Jews, or people who don't keep the Torah of belief that Hashem
is God. Well,
doesn't necessarily lead to all the Shia of the Torah. Well, yes or no, as I say, because okay. it doesn't bring to Shmir the Torah necessarily. Good point for thought. So then we come to Hillel's response. So he responded to him, this response that he did find one principle. He said the principle is that Allah stani, that which is hateful unto you, let chabrat lo yitavli, do not do to your friend. So, as we've probably had a point, it really is a very difficult answer. In what ways is the principle on which all of the Torah rests? And we're not really going to deal with that today. I want to focus on a different angle of his answer. But let's just see what is Koshuk Shat, what does Rashi say? What is it? Very simple, basic understanding. So Rashi says over here, two pshatim. Let's read the Rashi. That Allah sani, that which is hateful unto you, the chavrot lo yisavi, do not do to your friend. So the first chat might seem to us like a tibish. Rashi says, what is your friend? Who is your friend? So the normal meaning is we understand this is a bein ozer l'chaver esteim. That was just hateful unto you. Don't do to your friend. Any friend. Anybody else on the street, your people around you, etc. So I mean, that was just hateful unto you. Don't do to your friend. That's how we normally understand it. Rashi, in his first chat, does not learn that. Rashi comes along with something for eye-opening tibish, and he tells us that sometimes the word friend is used, Haberachos, is used as a reference to control for himself. He quotes this topic in Mishlei, where we are commanded, Re'achos, Ve're'ach Avicho, your friend, or your acquaintance, probably friend isn't really the right word exactly here, but your friend, and the friend of your father, the one who's always been with us all this time, Al Tazos, do not forsake, as a reference to following the commands of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ze'ach Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that which is hateful unto you, do not do to your friend, do not do to Hashem. Zera Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al Tavar Al Zavar. Do not transgress his command. Sharei Al Lechos Tomui Shiyad V'chaberet Al Zvarecha. If you make a request of your friend, you make a request of somebody around you, you want him to fulfill it. In the same way, Al Kodesh Baruch Hu makes requests of you, fulfill it. That which is hateful unto you, somebody requests of you to do things, you request somebody to do things, you'd like them to do it. The same way, Akash Prophet makes requests of you, do it. And that is how the whole Torah is encapsulated in this aspect. That which is hateful unto you, just like if you request of somebody to do something, you'd like them to do it. In the same way, Akash Prophet makes requests of you, fulfill them. So that is a way how the whole Torah becomes included in this thing. Yes. Yes.
I mean, literally, doesn't say your friend and your father's friend of your father. Your father's friend.
You think
it means like some sort of an odd and not a very hugger? Why do I actually come to say this? By the way, it says,
Your father's friend, is it?
No, the friend of your father.
The friend of your father. So how can we talk about the father? Who is the friend of the father?
Who is the friend?
I'm confused.
No, of course it's the friend. It means, that's a very simple meaning. It means, you know, the one who's always been with us all these years, who's always looked after us and been with us and supported us. Who is that?
Of course.
Ah, so it's
the same.
The father is the same.
The same
one. Yeah, the same.
And that's the son.
What?
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yes. Okay, Lotin, Akhe, says Rashi, Haber Komash. A second chat, this is more, we understand, normally speaking, that the Gemara is referring to a regular friend, an earthly, godlistic friend, Haber Komash. So going, so that which is hateful to your friend, don't do it to yourself. That which is hateful to you, I'm sorry, don't do it to your friend. That is, means a regular friend. If you're going, Gizela, Geneva, Neil, Ferroza, Mitzvah. Many, many mitzvahs can be encapsulated in this cloud, enabler, zela, morality. All these things are moving one done to oneself, don't do it to others. And again, this needs understanding. There are many mitzvahs that are included, there are also many mitzvahs that surely are not. Well, I'd like to focus now on a different question, which is why did Hillel, especially according to the second chapter of Rashi, why did Hillel phrase this sort of paraphrasing of the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reich HaKamoichal in the negative sense? Because Ahavta L'Reich HaKamoichal, love your friend as yourself, so we would surely think, you know, all the nice things that you want done to yourself, so do to your friends as well.
Let's
hate yourself. Okay, that's maybe a sort of nowadays problem, no self-esteem, etc.
Because
they have to sum it up
after the first
year. It's just like at the first stage.
First stage! Don't do that.
The second lesson will be nothing. So, for some reason, Hillel over here came and put it in the negative sense. It doesn't say that you want done to yourself, do to others. It is what you don't want done to yourself, don't do to others. And the negative, a negative reflection of this mitzvah. So why does he do this? So there's a Gemara involved in the seal. It tells us the following thing. Shnayim shahuyim mahalkin v'derech. There's two people who are going on the way. Uliyad echot mehem kitin shalmai. One of them has got a supply of water. And they're walking somewhere in the desert. Something we can maybe begin to imagine on a hot day like this. And there's no water around except this supply of water, this bottle of water, which this guy has got in his hand. And the other fellow, his friend, doesn't have any water. So, im shoytim, and the amount of water available is that if they are both going to drink, if he shares it with his friends, shnei and bacon, they're both going to die. There's not enough water for them both to arrive in Eretz Moshevet, in a certain place where there's more water. They're not both, the might of the million nations. The im shoytim echol mehem, magia le yishuv. And if one of them drinks, then he'll arrive, and the other guy will never pass away. So what should we do? What do we do in this very difficult scenario? Dorash Ben Tatura. There was a Tana called Ben Tatura. Ben Tatura came along and said, listen, Musab Shiyishu Shneem Yomutu. He should share it with his friends, and they should both die. But Al Yira Echomeyan, and he stop his children, and not see the other one die. That was his opinion. Had shepo Rabbi Akiva v'limi v'chei al chifayim. Chayecho koydui v'chayech haberko. So Rabbi Akiva came along, and Rabbi Akiva taught v'chei al chifayim lo chayecho koydui v'chayech haberko. He lives only with you. But if you're not going to live, then chayecho koydui. So your life comes first. So the one who has the water, he drinks the water, and unfortunately it's just too bad to the other kind. So the question is asked, having said this, that how does this sort of fit with the mitzvah of Vahasa Lareh Kokomoikon? If there's a mitzvah of Kokomoikon, so Vahasa Lareh Kokomoikon. Well, I don't give them all the water. I saw this asked in various sort of forms and.
At least it makes more sense. But on the other hand, with that principle, you can't ask that question on the basis of after the Epoch Komodos, because it doesn't say to love him more than yourself.
So
just says to love him as yourself. So
it's not more. You want to see the world, so you can live. You love him just as much. You want him to live, so you give him the world. So he wants you to live, also. He has the world. But at the end, we end up that one has the journal, one doesn't.
The principle is that better
than the
Torah. Sorry?
That fits well with the opinion of Ben Sturrow. Yes, 100%. Exactly so. Maybe that indeed is what he held. We're asking on the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who Taku says that no chayek or koyden. Although it's a sort of indirect type of.
Well, it's not so indirect, because we know that he doesn't give the whole thing,
it's not the same. Yeah, it's sort of broad, not like doing an action mush, but maybe. The truth is, there could be a lot of thoughts, a lot of things to say about this question. It's such a big question, but the first most basic thing is what the Maharshal says, coming back to Al Gemara in Shabbos, where Hillel used this lashon to Allah Sami the Chabrach Lo Yisavi. So the Maharshal raises the question that we mentioned a few minutes ago. Why did Hillel phrase it in this negative sense? He doesn't say the positive thing, do to him what you want done to yourself. He rather says, don't do what you don't want done to yourself. Why did he phrase it that way? So says the Maharshal in the second paragraph of Maharshal in answer to this question. The Ishmael, the Mashmalay, so the Kiddush Mashmalay, Hillel was of the opinion, the Kroh Loi Ayi Elo Bechihai Gavner. In truth, the main intention of this command is regarding the negative aspect of it. Do not do to others what you want done to yourself. In fact, it's a continuation of the first half of the pasuk, where we're told not to take revenge, not to bear a grudge. But Haftarah continues, the continuation of the same theme. Don't do any bad thing to him that you wouldn't want done to yourself. Do to your avo to him, don't do to him any bad thing you wouldn't want done to yourself. But regarding positive things, doing him good things, it's not referring to things like that. Because regarding that, we have the principle, this principle which we learn in the second problem here. That is the answer. That regarding going to do toivo, if it, at least certainly, if it conflicts with your interest, you're not obliged. So it's not that for the rest or commodities necessarily. You can do it first to yourself, and then to other people. Only when you're sorted out, then you do it to other people, say yes or poison. So therefore, because of this question, Kukwa Hillel explains that the main thrust of this command is regarding negative. Don't do to others what you don't want done to yourself. That's why he phrased it in that way. I'd like to come to another approach to this question. So Stickle, which maybe was a very interesting thing in the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer Alav Torah, this pasuk, also discusses this question. How do we put together the mitzvah of Ahasar Rechok Kamoicha with the principle that Chayef HaKoyfe? If it's Kamoicha, so in what way are you first? How does this fit together? So says the Chasam Sofer, for Ahasar Rechok Kamoicha, he starts out by quoting Omer Rabbi Akiva, very well known Lama of Chazal, actually Yerushalmi, Zeh Klal Godol Bato. Rabbi Akiva says about this pasuk, Zeh Klal Godol Bato. This is a great cloud battery. He's understanding what exactly is he getting at. Yesh leparish, Rabbi Akiva letame. This is Rabbi Akiva in the wake of his opinion elsewhere. The Dorat Reish Perik Ezun Meshe, the Gemara we learned, Rabbi Akiva held the Chayach Kikoimo, Chayach Koimo. Rabbi Akiva, he was the one who held the Chayach Koimo, the Chayach Koimo. Your life comes first. In Kain, Kimon She Chayach Koimo. Since your life comes first, eight extra the kind of Ahasar Reh Kamoicha. In what sense is it Ahasar Reh Kamoicha? The question that we asked a few minutes ago, and we said previously the approach of the Maharshal. He's going to say a different approach.
Miru, says the Chassam Sofer, an amazing finish. When we say your life comes first, that's regarding Gashmius Sikha matters the person needs, like that case in the Gemara of Matir, where he needs the water, or any other Olam HaZeh type of thing, this Chayek or Koyim. Avol b'chayeh amitzchi. What about when we come to something Ruchni? The Haibib was Limud Torah, for example, to share one's Torah learning with others. Here's the Chassam Sofer. Chayeh l'ramid l'achirim, one should teach others. Afiru matatil atzmoim b'limudoi. Even if one's going to teach others, well, I've left time for one's own learning. Mekom b'chayeh chayeh l'ramid l'achirim. Nevertheless, one should learn with others. But al-kayn amir Rabbi Akiva, Zerek Kron Godel, Batoyer, says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is coming to answer this question. This is what he means. Zerek Kron Godel, this is a great important cloud, Batoyer, when we come to matters of Torah, when we come to matters of Rosmin. The Be'inim Limuta Torah Cloud Godel, regarding this sphere of activity, it is a great cloud, Le'ahuit Chavir Kamoito, and to share one's Torah learning with others. But as regards to Gashmius bigger things, that was the Gemara of Matir. That's how you have to put it. So that's how the Chassam Sofer gets out of this teeming sort of sphere. There's the sphere of Ruchnistic activity, Torah learning, etc., where one should. Then we have Kamoito Mamash, exactly as the same, and we have the other sphere of activity, Gashmius, in which it says Chayyako Kodesh. However, let's take a look at the comments of Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuva, Igros Moshe, about this Chassam Sofer. Says Rav Moshe, "The Dibrei Chassam Sofer Tmuim Moed." That I find these words of the Chassam Sofer absolutely astonishing. Vada Tzeirosei Kedem. This is not so. It is not correct that one has to give up from one's own Torah learning for others. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, what will be if there's a father who can only manage either to pay for, say, you need the teacher to help him learn Torah, for example, he can only pay money either for himself to learn Torah or for his son, not for both, it's one or the other. The Gemara says that the father comes first, because one's own limud Torah comes first. Says Rav Moshe, a culture came in limud Torah da'achim. And how much more so the liberatory of other people, not one side. But Haim says Rav Moshe, further it has been kedima of stocker. We know when it comes to stocker, there's also a concept of chayech or koyde, a certain basic level that a person needs for himself, he doesn't give away. Uposhut, shevatoyo hu atme ovit ala kerime. Yoita Harmi Mitzokar. So the Moshe is poshut to me, then his Torah is much more so. The Mitzokar, when we come to monetary matters, poshut is obvious. Sherak Rechem Sheloi Koidim, the Lechem Shelachim. One's very most basic trachim, your money for your bread, if you haven't got anything else, that money, you keep it for yourself, you don't give it away to somebody else. Avon in Kosser Loi Bosa, let's say you have got bread, but you don't have meat. Ula Kaveroi Lechem, and your friend doesn't even have bread. So when it comes to Stokar, so then, you've got your most basic trachim, you could live. So then you have to give to somebody else as well. So no, you don't want to, and rather you don't need meat. So says Rav Moshe, if we carry over this muscle to Torah learning, over Torah, we'll find that one's entitled to worry for one's own trachim even more than in Gashmius Bigger Matters. So then Torah is not like that. What about somebody who knows one mistake? One mistake. He knows one mistake. So now he has a choice. He's got one hour a day. So he says, either I'll share that mistake with somebody else, or I'll learn another mistake. I'll become more of a common problem. But if he can say this shoddy, even if he knows an entire mistake, he knows a whole lot of state of mind. Who could in the little story Kevin, he has the right to use his time for learning further Torah learning, but the love is ha'achayim, I call it Sama Sefer. So, having said that, says Rav Moshe, he doesn't agree to the words of the Chassam Sofer. What measure is there? So is there no person always to say to himself, well, you know what? Shalom Wale Nafshi, I'm fine, I'd like to learn my own things, I don't want to share my Torah with other people, and that's it. So says Rav Moshe, there's got to be a shift. a very interesting Akhayreti, she kol tal mitzokon as she torit la'atzmoy. Every tal mitzokon, even though he needs his time for himself, who got with him, very important toilet, nevertheless, mechuyot, he's obliged to love his mitzad zman, gamim ba'kei. He's obliged to give some of his time to learn with others. Af she mitzpatel mitzorit la'atzmoy. Even though that's sort of limited amount of time, he is taking away from his own learning. They basically riot, he brings an amazing riot, but it's the Purusha Gemara. Mehoz Rabbi Prayer, a very famous story about Rabbi Prayer. Very well known about Rabbi Prayer, she limited the Talmud Shei Havani. He had a Talmud that had difficulty understanding, yeah? She hooked first a Lamed Imo Dalad Meir Zimni. The Gemara says he taught him over 400 times. Now, after his mother there, now think what Rabbi Prayer could have done in that time. She was mother there, so Yosef said, well, that's what he's going to say, well, then I've explained it once, twice, thank you very much. And now I want to learn everything. And however, it's kind of bottom. The Gemara says that a tremendous sum was given to Rebbe for this action, for this halacha. Chai Yalad Meir, showing himself to his 400 years, the whole Dori hated this Chusel Oyla Boy, the whole Dori was Oyla Oyla Boy in his merit. She's a Chai Yalad Meir, he should have done it, Dela Asma Yalad Meir, but it's better him to learn himself, no? So who Lama Dima is a Pshat is, says Rabbi Moshe, that there was a certain amount of time that one's obliged to give over to others, and it was in that time frame that Rabbi Prayer did.
His time frame was 1920, so I don't
understand.
It didn't seem that there was no.
Well, we'll see in a minute what the time frame is, and then they will understand better.
Theoretically, it could have been up to 500, just having some
the past. Well, the time is understood after 500 times, so the point carrying on, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
he thought something else, and we'll see in a second, we'll understand that. The Lama Dima is the mixer, the lunch, and the food, the battle, the tongue, the Lama Dima is the mixer. When he started, he said to Moshe, how much time is it? Who got game, Shio of Meister. So the Moshe, interesting Kiddush. It's the Shio of Meister. A serious has man, she yeshlo in the Limud Torah. Just like, he looks at it as a sort of form, the Torah is a sort of form of thought. The amount of time that a person has available for Torah learning, a tenth of that time he should give to share with others. Like, one gives a tenth of money to stop it, so a tenth of time one should give away to other people. And perhaps one can add on the time till a fifth, the same way that in soccer, the basic level of a tenth, and one's permitted to add up until a fifth. But sorry, when you require further stuff. So, one final line, let's finish off the words for the end. With an Indian mitzvah, and regarding few mitzvahs, in Huba Haveri is three from the Kaya mitzvah. There's some mitzvah in front of you, which you are able to be Makai, the EF Sha'al al Akhot, and only one can do it. Let's say, supposing the example could be, maybe Shiloh Hakam, let's say, sending away the mother first. Somebody's got a net that's come somewhere near to 1,000, he's going to do the mitzvah, or he could call his friend. You know, his friend also wants to do it. So should he be nice and say, well, I'll call my friend first? Information that you shouldn't. Vadei she'en yitin nachaveri yavar al asei. To the extent that Moshe says, if you call your friend to do it, it's ki'inu yom alakul al asei. If it's an opportunity that's come to you, you do it first. And that too, the principle of hayek or kodim applies. L'chem lo yimuvin divrei ha-chasim sofa. That which the ha-chasim sofa said that in Muchnius, you give away to your friends even before yourself, and there's no chayat or koigwin, he does not expect the sort of thing in God's name. The Kabbalah, so stop here for today.